The Royal Living Stone. The guy at the rental place said it takes most folks about a week to get used to driving on the wrong side of the road. I'd been going for about 3 hours when the sun started rising over the peak of the mountain we were steadily climbing between two boulder piles the road cut through. Cracked the last latte in a can, tossed the bag back on the floor behind the seat. I like to anchor little rewards like that whenever I'm trying to stay awake on a long drive. Stop to pee when you've done 50 miles or gone an hour, whichever comes last. Coffee when you make it to sunrise. How do they keep the milk good in a can? I asked. Mo yawned in the passenger seat. Same way they keep it any other way, I don't know. Something about a Louis, I said. The Sun King, her feet on the dash, toes stretching. Sun something, I said, stupidly patting my pockets and the center console. I knew my sunglasses were in my suitcase in the trunk. You need sunglasses? Asked Mo. And she put hers on my head. They were heart-shaped, and she stood up on her knees in the seat to do it. Pasteurization doesn't preserve the milk and makes it safe to drink. There was a car overtaking us on the left, and when I looked over, the old man driving it was staring straight at me, unmistakably. Didn't even glance up at the road ahead of him. Every last one of the motherfuckers, I said. Mo asked what I was on about. She hated it when I shouted. Every goddamn car we pass, they're looking at me. I mean, staring at me. What the hell is going on? You're probably just driving weird, she said. But there was no way I was driving that weird. The lunch crowd was clearing out, and we hadn't slept in nearly 20 hours when we pulled up to the hotel. We were already in our nicest outfits. There were zebras and flamingos loitering around on the lawn. I gave it to the valet, and Mo ran off looking to pet one of the poor animals. Are you hungry? I asked her. Not exactly. Not yet. Want to walk around first? We walked around the grounds and watched the staff moving about, taking cigarette breaks. The royal family stay here whenever they're in country, said Mo. How do you know that? I asked. She didn't answer. We circled back around to the restaurant and approached the hostess and told her that we had a reservation for room 119. She checked her reservations and frowned and glanced at us and bit her lip and checked again. I'm sorry, she said, Mr. Ironwood. I don't see anything here, but I'd be glad to accommodate. Is it only you and, my wife, I said. We're on our honeymoon. She smiled. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Ironwood. Please, follow me. The place was mostly empty, a few fans spinning slowly overhead, a couple waiters chatting quietly in the corner. She led us past the bar to a deck out back overlooking the river. Do you feel like a princess yet? I asked Mo. She looked out over the gradual, steady flow of the water, gray like shining concrete. There was a hippopotamus on the far shore. Only the eyes and nostrils were visible. I do, she said, and smiled at me, squinting from how bright the sun was coming off the river. I ordered an old-fashioned, and she ordered a martini. Not a margarita? I asked. She rolled her eyes. I heard something hit the water and caught the last glimpse of a crocodile sliding off the shore some 30 yards up the near bank. Little white and brown bubbles floating downstream. To the left, a little farther downstream still, past the last second buildup of little mid-river island formations. The clouds of rising mist, the relentless pounding of water heavier than bricks. Victoria Falls, the mosey Oatunya, smoke that thunders.